suggestions again. Awakening, again, the just listening and establishing a mind of non-greed, non-hatred, non-confusion. So non-greed means you're not trying to get any experience, but you're just open to this experience. So listening, not trying to figure out, not trying to get rid of, acceptance. And presence, so you're not confused or off into the past or future. So establish that as the standard. And that's what we're training in, present moment awareness. The sounds and sights and the feelings, all that, they all change, but the present moment awareness contains it all. Then accepting the environment, so accepting the people sitting around you, whether they're moving or they're still, temperature of the room, knowing the mood of the mind, if you feel tired or inspired or bored. So awakening to all these things, fully present. Then the posture. Working with a good, strong posture. Using the tree image if you want, on the out-breath, rooted down, on the out-breath, growing up from the waist, and that kind of practice is very good if you're sleepy. So you root down with each out-breath, and then stretch up from the waist and the out-breath. Use the out-breath as the letting go, stretching out. So if you do feel sleepy, just use your posture as the meditation object. See how sleepiness affects the posture. Keep it quite like a large object, as it were. Then establishing the mind in kindness. So going to the center of the chest. Feeling the breath at the center of the chest. Welcoming the in-breath and letting go of the out-breath. Then on the in-breath, bringing up the image of someone who you have affection for, naming them or visualizing them, and on the in-breath, drawing them into the center of your chest. So if I use my brother, Peter, the whole in-breath, drawing that image in, and the out-breath, may you be well. This is the trigger for establishing kindness. So connecting to a feeling of respect, kindness, affection, with anything really. And then bringing that into your own being, so then on the in-breath, may I be well. Out-breath, may I be free. Then let's just go through the body awareness to get a sense of any tension in the body. So bring your attention to your mouth. Just feel the inside of the mouth. Feel the sensation. So now no thought, direct contact. Feel the ears. Feel the nostrils, the nose. Now, the sense of letting the sensations come to you rather than reaching out. So when you observe something, do your eyes tighten? You're trying to kind of see something? Then that's a kind of tension, isn't it? Where a relaxed awareness, let it come to you. So this is the beginning of stillness. Feeling the eyes. Going inside the skull, feeling the brain. Then the outside, feel the scalp. No thought. No thought about the future, no thought about the past. It's pure sensation. Feel the whole head. Feel the shoulders and arms and hands, both arms. Now as you breathe out and as you breathe in, do your arms and hands tighten on the in-breath? So relax the out-breath, and then keep the shoulders, hands, arms quite relaxed as the in-breath comes in. Let the breath come to you. Don't reach out. Feel the chest area. Feel the abdominal area. Pelvic area. And then feel both legs, feel the thighs, knees, lower part of the legs. Feel the whole body. And now feel the breath affecting your body. What are the sensations that tell you you're breathing? Now the patience. So patiently witness one whole out-breath. Just let it go, but be with it. Patiently allow one whole in-breath to come in. Let it come to you, don't lean forward. Now, just to help things along, because the mind likes to think a lot, try using the mantra Bu Do. So on the in-breath, Bu, saying to yourself, out-breath, Do. Just try that for a while, just as a way of establishing awareness on the breath. So what's happening with your face, with your eyes? Do they get tight? So you're not looking, you're feeling.
breathing.
Put a lot of care into the end of the out-breath, being very patient, attentive. End of the out-breath. Keep the hands and arms relaxed. And just let the next breath come in. Then you can let go of the buto if you want, or stay with it, just the breath now. So the training is in patient attention, a kind of balance for one in breath and one out breath. So let's train in mindfulness of breathing. Sometimes it gets too subtle and you just sort of lose it. You need to put more vitality in, so the posture. Use the tree. Or deepen the breath. Play around with it. But the playing around isn't from a desire to get rid of or become, it's simply experimenting. And the same awareness is maintained. So when the mind goes off into